It's your Day in Tech Yesterday, and it's brought to you by our friends over at DJI. Get yourself your own drone by going over to geekazine.com/DJI. Jeffrey Powers here. I welcome you to the Day in Tech History, a full rundown of technology history 7 days a week. Subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, or download right from dayintechhistory.com. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history. May 11th. 1951, Jay Forrester filed a patent application for matrix core memory. 1979, VisiCalc was first demonstrated by Daniel Bricklin and Robert Frankston at the West Coast Computer Fair. The application was conceived in 1977 by Brickman. 1987, the Rusty and Eddie's BBS goes into operation in Youngstown, Ohio. Operators Russell and Edwina Hardenborough grow the system from a single line to over 100 lines. 1993, the system would be busted by the FBI for piracy, and Rusty would later be pulled into a landmark lawsuit for distributing and scanning Playboy photos. 1993, Microsoft Chairman Bill Gates approved a plan by product manager Russ Siegelman to create an online service and include it as part of the next Windows released. It was codenamed Marvel during development. 1995, Sega of America begins shipping the Saturn video game system in the United States. Price would be $349 or $399 worth the Virtua Fighter game. 1998, in a survey of 3,002 people conducted by Pew Research Center, 20% of the people in the United States go online for news at least once a week. Now it's once a minute. Also in 1998, Richard Miller, president of VM Labs in California, hosts a telephone conference to reveal a bit more about Project X, their forthcoming answer to platform-based home gaming and entertainment. Project X was an all-in-one solution for digital hardware manufacturers and makers of DVD players, digital satellite receivers, and more. And in 1999, Yahoo launched Yahoo Radio. And now this word from our friends over at DJI Technologies. The Phantom 3 has been released just in time for all your springtime flying. In both professional and advanced models, the Phantom is one of the most popular drones out there. And it can make you feel like a kid again, just like when you got your first RC car years ago. With video up to 4K, you can have fun taking overhead shots, aerial footage in parks or by the lake, or you can just fly over your house to see how many of your kids' toys ended up on the roof, or if your roof even survived the winter. I encourage you to go over to geekazine.com/DJI so you can get free shipping on that DJI Phantom, and it supports the Day in Tech History. Then go out to the park and have a ton of fun. Geeky fun with DJI. Now let's get back into your Day in Tech History. 2001, the Solaris IIS worm infects Solaris boxes up to version 7 and then scanned for IIS machines susceptible to the folder traversal vulnerability. 2004, Nintendo unveiled the Nintendo DS handheld video game system featuring an ARM9 3D processor, an ARM7 2D processor, and dual backlit 3-inch LCD screens. Sony Computer Entertainment of America unveiled the Sony PlayStation Portable handheld video game in 2004. It featured a dual 333 MHz MIPS R4000 processor, 32 MB of RAM, and a 4.3-inch diagonal widescreen backlit LCD display. 2005, AOL Mail, otherwise known as AIM Mail, free web mail service, goes public. Accounts each have about 2 GB in a storage limit. 2006, version 3.9 of the OpenNTPD was released. It's a Unix system daemon implementing the network time protocol to synchronize the local clock of a computer system with remote NTP servers. And version 10.1 of the SUSE Linux open source operating system was released. 2008, a major security flaw in Google allows spammers to send through their SMTP servers. Google patched that one up pretty quick. Also in 2008, Facebook's CTO Adam D'Angelo leaves the company. Kate Duplaga had her MacBook stolen. However, with the Back to My Mac feature, she was able to remote into it, turn on the camera, and take some pictures of the thief. The friends recognized the thief, and police nabbed the suspect. And our RIM introduced the BlackBerry Bold 9000 model with HSDPA, otherwise known as high-speed downlink packet access. 2009, to appease regulatory approval, Verizon must sell part of the Alltel network, which they bought in 2008 for $28.1 billion. AT&T purchased the bulk of that for $2.35 billion, and AT&T would get wireless spectrum license, network assets, and 1.5 million subscribers in 79 service areas within 18 states. Also in 2009, Microsoft filed for debt offering to the SEC for $4 billion. Evernote launched its application for BlackBerry phones. Greece stopped Google Street View from continuing on their mapping of the country. Their concern was not about taking pictures of the buildings, but how long those images intend to stay up. And Apple rejects Jesus Face, where you could actually put a face on the body of Jesus, like my face or your face. 2011, Eric Schmidt announced the Chrome OS and the new notebook called Chromebook. Samsung Chromebooks went on sale that day for $399 for a Wi-Fi model. 3G models would be coming out within a few weeks, and the Chrome Store would also be available to install apps and several web-based software programs. And in 2013, researchers develop a thermal invisibility device measuring 5 centimeters wide, able to cloak objects from heat. And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2015, JMP Enterprise, and geekazine.com.